After finally securing the necessary environmental permits, municipal engineer Michael Harmon announced that construction had begun on the long-awaited haulout at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park.
We're driving piles out there. We're there. We've got bent one down over 80 feet, all four piles past the debris piles that we've been digging out. But we do know through digging out debris piles, we do have some contingency costs at this point. It's real.
As with any big construction project, Harmon said there were some bumps and bruises along the way. A recent geotechnical report revealed deeper bedrock than anticipated in the area, which meant the pilings for the haulout must be driven farther than expected, increasing the cost. Add that to the subcontract bids coming in higher than expected, and the addition of a permanent concrete washdown pad instead of a temporary one, and the anticipated cost of the project has grown.
And now as we were working on this process, it really became apparent that the concrete washdown pad would really be nice to have. We have an operator interested now. They've stressed that point. The GPIP board's been stressing that point. So the GPIP board's bringing forward a recommendation that now's the time. We'll never get that cheaper.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss questioned whether a heated pad was essential, but nevertheless thought a permanent concrete washdown pad was more than just nice to have.
This is an absolute necessity for this project. The fact that it made it this far, and I don't know if I overlooked it or what, but to not have a washdown pad, to me, it doesn't mean you don't have a working haulout. Now, I know there's other options where you can band-aid it. That's not what the community needs. That's not what the community wants.
Assemblymember Kevin Mosher supported the full ask with heating, which is intended to make it possible to haul out and clean boats during the winter months.
I think if you're going to do it, we have one time to do it. Let's do it right. Let's get the heating in there. $163,000 sounds like a lot, but in the big picture of what this is going to mean for this community, I think it's a small price to pay.
All in all, the contingency funding and the heated concrete pad would add around $850,000 to the project budget. Over $330,000 of that would be covered by a Fishery Disaster Fund grant the city just received. Assemblymember J.J. Carlson said she supported the contingency funding for the deeper pilings, but wished the ordinance had been separated into two items so she could give that part of the request a thumbs up.
There's a lot of pieces here, and I agree with most of them, but not all of them. So it's hard to vote overall when it's such a bundled ordinance. And I think I'm going to have to say no, because a lot is being asked, and there's so many what-ifs still out there.
Ultimately, the supplemental funding passed on first reading 6-1 with Carlson opposed. Even with the supplemental expenses being covered now, the overall projected cost for the complete haulout and boatyard is just over $30 million, with many millions yet to be funded. The Assembly will review the supplemental funding again on second and final reading on December 17th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.